Well, I didn't need an election in Massachusetts to tell me folks were frustrated with the inaction in Washington and the failure of folks to fix problems. And I think, to me, the Massachusetts election was more about folks being mad at what was going on out in Washington and sending a pretty strong message about that. And folks in Missouri are fed up as well and want to see action on things people need. I mean, folks are hurting out there. The unemployment rate's really high. We don't need anybody, not Congressman Blunt or anybody else, driving around in a bus that says jobs and then turning around and going to Washington and voting against a jobs bill. And that's what we've been seeing. And I think folks have had enough of that kind of double speak and just want somebody who's going to tell them straight that they're going to go out and work hard for them. And that's what I intend to do in this race.
Are you concerned at all that voter angst, or however you want to put it, might break against Democrats and make yours more of a difficult race?
I think in the end, this race is going to give folks a choice about who they want to represent them. If they want somebody who's got a record of working for Missourians, being on their side, or if you got somebody who's been in Washington a long time and who's just become part of the culture of that place that's all caught up in special interests and taking care of lobbyist friends. And I think in the end, that's a decision voters are going to get to make, and it's going to be pretty clear who's on the side of Missourians.